Gonna do what?
We're good.
I haven't been there. I mean, there's so many restaurants that have opened. I haven't been there in a while. We used to go there a lot.
Okay, we're gonna get started.
Yeah.
I think the first thing on our agenda is public comment. Anybody in the public want to comment? Anybody in the public want to step right on up?
I will sign the sheet in the back of the room since there's not one here.
That's fine.
Good morning and happy new year to all of you. Thanks for the opportunity again to open up to the public. I wanted to start off and as follow-up to an earlier presentation that we made where we had shared survey results with you. One of the key takeaways from that survey was that the public felt that they wanted, in your work with reviewing and revising the drafts going forward, that the public wanted a greater degree of setting priorities and timelines. And we think that's important for two reasons. Number one is to understand what is in the plan, but more importantly, going forward, as the plan runs its course, is that the public understands the progress that we're making. If I can use a metaphor of a funnel, and this is the way the public sees it at this point. And if you consider that at the top of that funnel are the various elements that are in the plan. And as you move down the funnel is the process by which the public understands the council will be, making raw ingredients into finished product. And I think that's an arduous process, and we've seen that through the planning and zoning work as well as most recently in the council workshops. I think the biggest challenge, and I'm a little off the screen there, is really setting expectations, not only for the public, but also for private enterprises, as well as what are the expectations coming out of your work regarding the state. I think what further complicates the work that is done here is the fact that when you look at the draft, there are 40 goals that were drafted along with 106 objectives and 366 strategies. And I think that the big challenge is threefold, is when you look at the objectives and the goals, but more importantly the strategies, do each of those strategies for each of those elements carry the same weight? Probably not. Secondly, if you look at those strategies, some are time-bound, some are ongoing. And I think one of the big challenges is identifying in your work to make it clear to the public and to the state what are short-term, what are mid-term, what are long-term. And so we're asking for a favor here in that what Sarge is trying to accomplish is to inform and to educate and get the public involved. And the help that we're asking for is that in your process, if you can listen to some of these recommendations, and there's just a couple here. First of all, the public was clear in terms of mobility, land use, and conservation as being the most important. And we want to make sure that we don't run out of time, as we did with the planning and zoning. And it was toward a rush at the end where we finally grappled with mobility, conservation, and land use. And we think that there could have been more time given to it. So we're hoping that although we've had a couple workshops already, you've dealt with preservation, utility, I think community design, is that we think that's where the heavy lifting isn't on these three. So we're hoping that you're dedicating the time to that, which is of most interest to the public. Secondly, with each element, we would ask the council to consider a little process in that if there's an opportunity for each of you to review the element, more specifically the strategies, prior to the workshops, and that the workshops demonstrate that you're gaining consensus. We think there's a real opportunity that because not all strategies are created the same, some may be more important to others in terms of sequence. Certain strategies need to be accomplished before you move on to other ones. But we want to make sure that the public has a clear understanding of, with each element, what are the most important strategies, which ones will be handled sooner versus later. I think the public expectation is that when you look at 366 strategies, there are some people who think they're going to wake up in February or in September once the plan is approved and they're all going to be accomplished, and which is just totally unfair to each of you. But in some people's minds, unless they have an understanding in terms of what's most important to the county and the process of articulating these strategies, I think the expectation of the public is going to be, I think, inappropriate and unfair to you and to the county. So we hope that the workshops demonstrate where each of you have come and reviewed the strategies, and if there's a way that you can say within a given element, if there's, for argument's sake, let's say there's 30 strategies, you know, which ones are A's, which ones are B's, which ones are C's, and that you deal with the A's so that we can set the public's expectation of what you see to be most important and what needs to be accomplished. I also think that this approach will help in the creation and adoption of ordinances, as well as provide transparency to the public and the state in a framework for annual progress reporting. You know, coming out of 2008, there was 23 ordinances that were written down, right? I'm not sure the public understood how you got to those 23, not you, because some of you weren't there. But in terms of where did those 23 ordinances come from? Did they come through the process of taking a look and ranking strategies and what needed to be done? Where's the most impact going to come from? Or did the ordinances just appear? So back to the earlier point, if there is a process where we see collaboration on what's most important within each element, it's most likely going to help in the process of determining should there be an ordinance that possibly comes out of that particular element based on the most important strategies and the time frame that they need to be delivered. So again, that's just some early observations. I wasn't able to attend the last workshop. We did have some people from SARGS that were here, but as always, we appreciate the opportunity to share our observations and take part in the process. So again, thank you very much.
And you were missed, by the way, last time.
Oh, thanks. I didn't get to say Happy New Year to two of you. You were tardy, but that's okay.
Well, I was looking.
I was making coffee for everybody.
I got so many workshops. I got the wrong workshop.
Again, thank you.
Thank you. I got to give a priority to workshops.
Anyone else from the public care to speak?
I haven't ever come out this way.
Anyone else from the public care to speak? Well, we've got a long line here, so I guess we're to you.
All right.